Welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 16th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. So, we're looking for our August patron. It is August right now. It's hard to believe how fast our summer seems to be going, but it is August, and if you want to join as our August patron, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin and become a new patron or up your pledge, whichever you prefer. You'll get a shout out on this year Mini as well as our main show every week for the month of August. All right, so starting things off with the Gamers In, first of all, a quick update on the Gamers In presents Ryan and John talking about The Last of Us Part 2. That spoiler series should be up on the feed in completion at some point this week. I'm actually just finishing up. I just recorded my intro outro lines of that series for the third episode right before doing this, so that will be up on the feed. I'm hoping to edit it and have it ready to go Monday, so you can look forward to that. And John and I had a great time going through discussing The Last of Us Part 2, so I'm excited to finally get that out and into the feed. So hope you guys are enjoying that, and if you're holding on to it until you finish The Last of Us Part 2, I do highly recommend waiting until you've finished the game, because we cover everything. Not everything, but we cover, I'd say, a very strong chunk of that game, to the point where it's not just the major plot points that are being spoiled, it's the journey in between and our thoughts on said journey. So we do recommend you beat the game before playing that, or before listening to it. In terms of games, I can only speak for myself. It's been a busy week. I actually don't have anything concrete on the agenda for this week's Gamers In, but both Joss and I did get early access to the Frostpunk. Their final DLC launches on August 20th. I believe it's called On the Edge. We have early access to that, and I have not booted it up yet, which is surprising because I love Frostpunk. I don't know if I'm savoring it. Maybe I'm just trying to hold off, you know? I don't know. But I'm going to talk about that one eventually, maybe this week, maybe next. Even though it releases on the 20th, there's no embargo on it, so we can talk about it before then. So we'll see how that flies. I didn't talk about this. I picked up Ghost of Tsushima, and I decided to start playing it this week. Finally, a week after I bought it, I finally found the time to start it up. And here's the thing. That game is a weird one to start playing after The Last of Us Part 2, because it is not as polished as The Last of Us Part 2. Not many games are. And you notice it in the character animations of dialogue and the open worldness of it. You know, a good example is when two characters are talking, it's very much one dude standing there and another dude standing there, and they're standing there talking. Or they're walking and talking, and you don't see their faces because they're walking and talking, and you're controlling your character. And it's just, it goes back to, I know it's a very different game, and I'm not holding it against it, because really, where that game excels, this Ghost of Tsushima excels, is its landscapes and its traversal, how it looks while you're, you know, maneuvering through the world. And it's just beautiful, and the music is just so sweeping. I'm not a big samurai guy, but I am a big fan of the look and feel of this game and what it's presenting. I love the idea of, you know, I remember in history class, I remember really latching on to learning more about, you know, Japan and its culture and its history and stuff like that. By no means am I an expert, just really probably just scratched the surface, you know, that lovely, you know, education system. They don't really focus on countries outside of your own unless you really poke for it. But yeah, Ghost of Tsushima, it's I'm really enjoying it. You know, here's the thing, and I might regret this wish later, is I wish there were more combat encounters. I feel like I want to get better at the combat, because I do struggle with it early on. I hear it gets better as it goes, but I'm struggling with it, and I really want to get more combat encounters so that I can get better at it. And I know why the game's holding back the combat, is because they don't want you to do too much combat early on and get sick of it, because I'm sure the game has combat throughout. So, or I'm doing the wrong missions. I'm very early on, so I don't want to necessarily like paint this game with a broad brush right off the bat, because I'm still getting into it. But the things I do love are the visuals of the landscapes, sort of the horizon type. We'll talk a little bit about that in a bit, but I love the way it looks. You know, I love the way it sounds. The battles are really cool. You feel like a badass. Like when Crofton, who was a guest on our episode 329, I believe, 429, he described it as like sort of a mix between Batman and old school Assassin's Creed. And I feel that. I really do. And that's the Batman thing is what sold it for me. And I do get the feel that the Batman combat's there, and I really dig it. I really dig it. So I want to get a bit further. I just unlocked my second stance. That's how far along I am. So don't take my word for it yet. I got to play a little bit more before I talk about it. Probably not going to talk about it this week. Might mention it if there's really nothing else on the table. Quickly, before we get into news, I am super tempted by Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. I have it on PS4. I know I could play it technically anew with the PS4 Pro and the 4K TV that I've got since that game came out in 2017, but I kind of want to try it on my PC. I like the idea of a unlocked frame rate to see what that's like, because it's not very often you get a chance to play a console experience in a whole new way on PC, right? Like, console exclusives don't come to PC, and that's your major, you know, a lot of people say, I'll wait for it to come to PC. Like, that's the major reason you play it right off the bat on the console, because you know you can't get it anywhere else, and there's nothing to compare it to. Because when people say, like, oh, my computer could run that at 120 frames per second, I'm like, well, sure, it could if the game came out on PC, but this one did. So I'm kind of like sitting here like, I want to try it, but you know what? I'm going to remain strong. I'm going to wait for its first big patch, because I know it's having some tech issues. I have a coupon left over from the last mega sale on the Epic Game Store, so I'll probably get it on the Epic Game Store. It is a single player game, so I'm not too worried about, you know, do I have friends that I can play with, you know, on the Epic Game Store. So I'm keeping an eye on it, but when they announce like, hey, here's the first big patch for Horizon, I'll take a look at it, and hopefully by then I'll have got my fill of Ghost of Tsushima. To be honest, I've just been doing a lot of stuff at the computer, and I was like, I'm looking forward to getting into Ghost of Tsushima. I'm going to play it right after this, actually. So, all right, so the news, I'm going to tease this one, and not tease, I'm just going to tell you what we're going to talk about, but I imagine a bulk of our show is going to be dedicated to this whole Fortnite thing, which has been evolving since late last week with Epic putting into place a secondary payment system into Fortnite on mobile, both on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store, and maybe on other Google Android stores. I don't know all the details, but essentially both, first Apple removed the game from the App Store. This is Fortnite we're talking about. And then shortly afterwards, Epic filed a lawsuit, as well as put up a snappy marketing video based on that 1984 ad that Apple did in 1984. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, and then also talk about the fact that Google followed up, did the same thing, and then Epic sued them. So we're going to talk about why they did it, why we think it's good, why we think it's bad. There's a lot to unpack here, and there's a lot of thoughts to work through. I will give you my quick take in that it's very easy to look at this and be like, yeah, go Epic, or boo, Epic sucks. But this is like two multi-billion plus dollar. I mean, Apple's a $1 trillion company. Google is probably a I don't know what they are, but they're probably pushing $1 trillion company as well. They are fighting over our entertainment, right? Like, Fortnite is played by a lot of kids. Like, I read, you know, I see on Reddit often, like, you follow some of the, it's just, you know, you see posts pop up on popular, and it's like, oh, my kid plays Fortnite. You know, my 8-year-old plays Fortnite, and that's all they want to do. Like, it was a laptop request. I want to buy a laptop. It was on Facebook. Someone said, I want to get a laptop for my daughter. She's 8. You know, she plays Sims, Fortnite, blah, 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 Minecraft. And I'm just like, this game is played by a lot of the younger generation. And how do we feel about Epic basically trying to use them to pressure Apple and Google? I mean, I think at the long run, Epic is using the courts to figure this out. I don't think, if you had removed that video that Epic did, you could completely just say, like, you're, they're using the courts to figure it out. But that video does make it a little icky, you know? So we'll talk about that, and hopefully there'll be some changes by then. I mean, the game, as far as I know, hasn't popped back up on the App Store or the Google Play Store. I don't think Epic, they're playing the long game on this, and which is crazy because they've basically taken away access to new content on those platforms. If you own, if you've downloaded Fortnite previously, you can still access it, at least on the App Store, but you won't be able to play new content. I think a new season launches in like a week, so it's kind of a big deal. I want to talk about that. Okay, Summoner's Call. We got a Fae channel. I just posted it on the feed, so you can go listen to this. We had a Fae channel. It arrived on time, so we go over all the latest announcements. Next week, we're going to go in depth on the Choose Your Legend 4 heroes, go over their skills. Once we've got them in our hands, hopefully we'll be able to summon them. And Game Club, of course, will be back. We'll be doing Chapter 4 of Cindered Shadows on Fire Emblem Three Houses. Looking at upcoming video games, so far in August, we've had Fall Guys. That's been a big hit so far. Horizon Zero Dawn on PC. Total War Saga. Hopefully you got your free copy of Total War Saga Troy on the Epic Game Store. Microsoft Flight Simulator launches on the 18th on PC. Rogue Legacy 2 is coming to early access on PC on August 18th. Battletoads, Xbox One and PC on August 20th. And Wasteland 3, end of the month, August 28th on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. All right, well, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord. We had a pretty healthy conversation about Fortnite and Epic and all that fun news. You can go to bit.ly/TGI Discord for access. If you're a patron, you have special access to specific channels that you can chat with your fellow patrons and, of course, Jocelyn and I. But thank you for listening, and have yourself a great week.